Шема Исраэл.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program is brought to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's adaptation of My Favorite Assassin by George W. Herold. Featured as Adjutant Tessier is Stefan Schnabel. Alexander Scobie is the narrator.
I shall not tell you my name. I'm important to this story only because I know the facts. The facts are not about me, but about Adjutant Chief Ernest Tessier, officer of the French Foreign Legion. This is a true story. These are the facts in the order that I learned them. February 1940, I joined the French Foreign Legion. At Fort Flatter in the desert near the Libyan border, I met Adjutant Tessier. The commandant of the camp suffered from a speech disorder, and it was Adjutant Tessier who practically ran the whole show. He was about 39, a tall man, rather slender, with gray eyes. Hard gray eyes, granite gray. But it was his jaw that you noticed most. A big jaw, brutal. You noticed that right away. And then he spoke, and you forgot about his jaw and his eyes. You remembered only his voice and the fact that it didn't belong to his face. There was something about the voice of Adjutant Tessier.
You are a war volunteer?
Yes, sir.
You may stand at ease.
Yes, sir.
You, who are you?
Legionnaire Gerson, mon adjutant.
Fix your cap.
Yes, sir.
You?
Legionnaire Ullmann, mon adjutant.
You are German?
A refugee, mon adjutant.
You are Jewish?
Yes, mon adjutant.
You also?
Yes, mon adjutant.
You free? You came into this with your eyes open. I didn't ask you. Your companions are the refuse, the sediment, the offscorings, the filthy dregs, and the rotten scum of the world. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
No cynicism.
Yes, sir.
You will leave cynicism to me.
Yes, sir.
You free your soldiers. Your job is to kill, your job is to be killed. You do your job, we'll get along. Doesn't matter what you were before, a thief or a murderer or even a lawyer. Do your job, we'll get along. Now get out.
We found out about him. Tessier did not speak for effect. He spoke with an ironical politeness, but he held the power of life and death over us. We knew it. We knew it in the look of his eyes, in the brutal line of his jaw, in the almost priest-like softness of his voice. And we knew it most when he drilled us under the blazing, fatal sun of the Sahara Desert.
Company, column right, march!
2 hours in the sun.
Company, column left, march!
The thermometer 135 degrees.
Column right, March!
The hot sand burning through our shoes.
To the rear, march!
His voice unchanging, implacable.
To the rear, march!
And there was something diabolical in his fine, judicious measurement of the limit of our endurance.
Company, halt! It is.
My compliments, gentlemen. Faultless execution, the precision of the ballet. Legionnaire Gerson.
Yes, mon adjutant.
You march with 3 feet, don't you?
2 feet, mon adjutant.
Thank you, I'm reassured. Legionnaire Ullmann.
Yes, sir.
In the future, do not fall upon your face as often. It is disturbing.
Yes, sir.
You've rested enough. Company, attention! Company, march!
To the rear, march! Column left, march! Column right, march! Column left, march! To the rear, march!
He was not a simple man, this Ernest Tessier, adjutant of the French Foreign Legion. There was malice and perversity in him upon the surface, but Gerson and Ullmann and I, we sensed something beneath the surface, something indefinite, indefinable, something we could not name. There was a flow of invective that could burst from his mouth, invective of a wonderful fluency and a terrible sincerity. And then the curses would stop, and a look almost of regret would soften the granite eyes. No, Adjutant Tessier was not a simple man. He made us wonder. He disturbed us.
Adjutant Ernest Tessier, where he spits, no grass grows.
Forget him, old man.
Think I shall go out to the canteen and get drunk.
Won't do any good.
Who is he? Gerson, what is he?
I don't know, old man. Shut up, I'm tired.
So you're tired. I'm tired, too. I was born tired. Who is he?
Forget about this.
I don't like mystery.
Ullmann, listen. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, what is thine occupation and whence comest thou? What is thy country and what people art thou?
Well, what about it?
There's no mystery about you and about me. And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. All right, Ullmann, you and me, we're defined. That's enough. Forget Tessier. I found a deck of cards. Let's play bridge.
So I played bridge with 2 Jewish refugees. Perhaps this was more than a way of forgetting Tessier. The legionnaires were rough and uncouth. We were middle class, bourgeois. A game of bridge. Maybe that's what we were doing to protest our individuality. To proclaim in the desert the incomparable, indestructible self-satisfaction of the middle class. We forgot the world. We found ourselves. We added our scores. But we were vulnerable.
Well, well, well. Keep seated, gentlemen. Why should you bother to salute me? After all, I'm only the adjutant-chief here.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Not at all, Gerson. This is a tropical pleasure resort.
No, sir.
You and your friends, you're merely vacationists. You three, you will report to my quarters at 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I shall expect you there. Yes, you three promptly. Be sure you're not late.
Gerson.
Save the cards. I think we're going to need them in the guardhouse.
Legionnaire Ullmann.
Yes, sir.
Legionnaire Ullmann, I believe you spoke. You were addressing me. I asked you a question, Legionnaire. Were you addressing me?
No, sir.
All right. You three report at my quarters. 9 o'clock. Well?
We're here, mon adjutant.
Sit down. I said sit down.
Yes, sir.
Intimidated? Yes, Gerson?
No. I mean, yes, sir.
I've got a bottle here. Wine isn't good, but wine. Legionnaires, A votre santé. To your good health. I said to your good health. Drink. Are you free? You dislike me, don't you? Yes, Gerson?
No, sir.
You are an honest man, Gerson. You don't dislike me. You hate me. You believe in the exact use of words, don't you?
In Germany, mon adjutant, I was a philologist.
Yes, yes, I know. You free, you are the first civilized people I've seen in this Sahara hellhole for a long time. Drink the rest of your wine, gentlemen, and let us play bridge.
We were bewildered now. Bewildered as well as intimidated. The important thing was to keep Tessier in good humor. We decided to let him win. But we found out that it took no effort to let him win. He played a resourceful game. He beat us easily. We played a few rounds. Then Tessier put the cards down.
I wish to say something. Gerson Ullmann, you're Jews.
Yes, mon adjutant.
Forget the title, Gerson. In here, call me Tessier.
All right.
You think I dislike you because most of the officers are like that. Well, Gerson, I'm not like that. No.
Tessier, you want to tell us that...
What? Say it, Gerson.
Some of your best friends are Jews?
Leave the cynicism to me. Gerson, don't make fun of me. I will tell you something. I love all Jews. They belong to the finest and most gifted people in the world.
Play card.
I know what you're thinking. There is anti-Semitism. There is inverted anti-Semitism.
Tessier, let's play card.
No. Gerson, I quote. How shall I repay my enemies if not by increasing my own good works?
Ibn Gabiro.
Correct. I quote Ibn Gabiro. Solomon ben Judah Ibn Gabiro, Hebrew poet. Born Malaga circa 1021, died Valencia circa 1058.
Tessier, who are you?
Adjutant Chief Ernest Tessier, French Foreign Legion.
Tessier, who are you, really?
A brute who has read the Talmud in translation.
You know the Talmud?
Rabbi Akiba said, everything is foreseen, yet freedom of choice is given. And the world is judged by grace, yet all is according to the amount of work.
Tessier, what are you?
I am Ernest Tessier. Come, let us play cards.
His eyes had turned hard again. There were no further questions. But we continued to play with him now every day after retreat. And to our amazement, he revealed each day a knowledge and a grasp of Jewish history and literature that deepened the mystery of Ernest Tessier. How on earth had this adventurer who could swear like a gangster, how on earth had he become an erudite scholar of Judaism? A week later, he asked Gerson to teach him Hebrew. And Gerson was stupefied. But Tessier already knew a good deal of the grammar. Now he wanted perfection.
My accent is not good. I understand the meanings, but I've learned the words from books. Now, Gerson, you teach me.
All right, Tessier. Precious boro Elohim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-oris. You understand?
Yes, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Bereshis boro Elohim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-oret.
And we'll turn here. Vayivro Elohim es ha-odom b'tzalmo.
And God created man in his own image. Vayivro Elohim
Es ho'odom betzalmo. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Vayevorech osom Elohim, vayomer lohem Elohim, tru orevu umilu es ho'ovret.
Ho'oret.
Yes, my accent is quite bad, isn't it?
Try to say it this way. Vayevorech osom Elohim, vayomer lohem Elohim. Ru urvu umilu es ho'oret.
I'll try, Gerson. I'm grateful. Let's go on with the lesson.
Something had to happen. Something had to break. And then it did. An old friend had just arrived at Fort Flatter. Gerson and Ullmann and I decided to bring him to one of our bridge parties at Tessier's quarters. He introduced himself.
Legionnaire Rathenau, mon adjutant.
What did you say?
I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
It isn't what you said. Say what you said.
I said nothing.
Your name. Say it.
Oh, Rathenau.
Rathenau. There was a statesman before Hitler, German Jew, Walter Rathenau.
Yes, sir. He was my uncle.
On June the 24th, 1922, in the Königsallee in Berlin, three young men with guns and hand grenades killed Reichsminister of Foreign Affairs, Walter Rathenau.
Yes, sir. That's right. How
did he believe that the restriction of the right of inheritance would put an end to the hereditary enslavement of the lower classes. With Lloyd George in 1922, he tried to organize the United States of Europe. If Walter Rathenau had lived, who knows?
Well, that's why Walter Rathenau was assassinated.
That's why. And also because he was a Jew.
Yes. Three men. Two of them committed suicide when the police caught them. The third man, who was 21, was surrendered to the police by his own relatives. His name was Ernst Werner Teschow. He was sentenced to 15 years in jail.
Gerson? Do you still want to ask questions?
No.
Anyone else?
No.
Legionnaire Rathenau?
Yes, Tessier?
Not Tessier. Ernst Werner Teschow. You stand in front of one of your murderers of your uncle.
Not a single muscle moved in Tessier's face, but his face was pale. The terrible pallor that should never blanch the face of a man alive, a pallor that comes from memory. Tessier began to speak.
I was released from prison in 1927. Good behavior. I went to the French Foreign Legion. Morocco, Syria, Indochina. 1937, I was naturalized by the French government. I began to study Jewish problems. In Syria, I studied in my spare time. I discovered that the Nazis had falsified all the facts of Jewish history in order to get a pretext for committing excesses. I want to right a wrong. That's all.
He stopped speaking. In the dim candlelight, his features had lost their brutality. He suddenly looked old and tired. There wasn't much left to say. Rathenau squeezed the hand of his uncle's murderer. There was nothing to say. Then Gerson asked the question.
Why weren't you executed for the murder of Rathenau?
Open the drawer, Gerson.
This one?
One next to it. A sheet of paper, do you see it? Turned slightly yellow.
I have
it. Walter Rathenau's mother wrote the words written on it. 3 days after the murder of her son, she wrote that to my mother. Read it, Gerson. Read what Frau Rathenau wrote to my mother.
In grief unspeakable, I give you my hand. You of all women, the most pitiable. Say to your son that in the name of the spirit of him he has murdered, I forgive. Even as God may forgive. If before an earthly judge he make a full and frank confession of his guilt, and before a heavenly one, repent. Had he known my son, the noblest man earth bore, he had rather turned the weapon on himself. May these words give peace to your soul. Matilda Rattinow.
Gerson, I have learned some Hebrew. The word is teshuva, repentance. You're a philologist, Gerson. Tell me if I'm wrong. The Hebrew verb shuv, to return.
Tessier, in the Talmud it is written, repentance absolves from sins against God, but sins against man are absolved only when restitution has been made to man.
I should have been killed before. Would have been preferable. Now I must make payment. I must do. I must be Tesho, not Tessier. Gerson, the Talmud is right. I must make restitution.
In 1940, France was forced to yield to Hitler. There was an armistice. All officers and men of German origin were now invited to break their contract with the Legion and return to the Reich. 70% chose to do so. Many of them men who owed everything to France. Tessier shook his head and smiled. He had something to do. In February 1941, I met Ernest Tessier again in Marseille. The same hard, gray granite eyes, the same brutal jaw. He was dressed like a dock worker. It was obviously a disguise. We met in a cheap harbor bistro.
Drink?
Thanks.
Tell me, do you know any Jews? Jews I could help to get out of here.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes. It's teshuva. Remember that word?
I remember.
I've got exit visas, Casablanca permits. My specialty is to bring them across the border to Spain.
I know a few people who'd be interested, Tessier. I suppose it's a question of money, huh?
Those who have some money, good. It doesn't bother me. If they haven't any money, they escape for nothing.
Tessier, how many have you brought out?
So far?
Yes.
700. 700 human beings so far.
Tessier.
The name is Tesho. Ernst Werner Tesho. Men cannot find repentance or salvation when they deny their name. My name is Tesho. I am the assassin of the men who could have saved Germany.
Yes, I know. If Frau Rattenau was still alive, I think I could go to her and say that you are making restitution.
I don't know. To every Jew alive, I could get down on my knees and beg for pardon. But to the millions who are dead, because I helped to kill them, what shall I say?
I did not see him again. But I read in the newspapers how a man called Ernest Tessier had captured 24 Nazis simply by shouting commands at them in German. It happened at Medjeb el Bab. I hope that when he took them prisoners, that Adjutant Ernest Tessier told them the story of Ernst Werner Tesho.
If you would like a free copy of the script just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present a brief talk by Commander Joshua L. Goldberg, Assistant District Chaplain of the 3rd Naval District. Chaplain Goldberg.
Dear friends, in the few minutes before me, may I not indulge in a bit of daydreaming? What would have happened if Walter Rathenau had not found his untimely death at the hands of Tesho and his co-murderers. Walter Rathenau believed in intra-government cooperation in Europe. He dreamed of a pan-Europa. In his mind's eye, he saw a Europe at peace, with each country pursuing the pathways of peaceful life, creativity, and happiness. Walter Rathenau had a blueprint for the future of Europe, which had the elements of prophecy in it. Frenchmen dwelling unafraid, with the Rhine, loved as a beautiful river, rather than a line of demarcation beyond which lurked death and danger. Italy climbed impatiently from poverty to a higher standard of living. The Balkan states, clasping hands across their fraternal Slavic borders. Within Germany, Jewish children and Aryan offspring laughing lustily at the school playgrounds. Europe rich in culture, laden with the fruits of men's labor and reaching out to the highest ideals of humanity. Alas, it was not to be. Europe is in ruins. Its crowded cities are desolate. Whole regions turned into rubble. All because the ideas of Walter Rathenau were not followed. The assassins did not aim at the man. They aimed at what was within the man. They killed his ideas, which could have saved Europe. It will take several generations and countless years to recapture the life and pursue the path to which Rathenau gave his labors and his life. Stricken humanity, caught in the backwards of this murder, is now doomed to march through the veil of tears. If we are to emerge, we must raise our sights higher, ever higher. We must lift our eyes unto the mountains, from whence our help shall come.
Thank you, Chaplain Goldberg. By Morton Wishengrad of the article My Favorite Assassin by George W. Herold, which appeared in Harper's Magazine in April 1943. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Catons. Featured as Adjutant Tessier was Stefan Schnabel. Roger DeCoven appeared as Legionnaire Gerson, and Alexander Scobie was the narrator. The liturgical introduction was sung by cantor Robert H. Siegel, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. If you'd like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.